Hobbleson, the Deputy Director of Volunteer Centre Edinburgh. And Volunteer Centre Edinburgh is one of the oldest volunteer centres in the UK. It started in about 1970, in a very small way, literally in a cupboard. And today we are probably one of the foremost volunteer centres in Scotland. We're doing reasonably well in the sense that 29% of people in Edinburgh volunteer regularly. We can't claim credit for all of that, clearly, but hopefully we'll have some impact on that. January is a really popular time for people to contact us, for all the obvious reasons. People are looking to perhaps change things about themselves, you know, so they may want to be getting out more, being more active. They may want to look at expanding their social horizons, you know, meet new people, just, you know, the idea of out with the old, in with the new. They may be motivated, and I think particularly true at this point in 2011, that it's a difficult time the country's going through, so they may be motivated by what they're seeing happening around. So they come to us in January, and we're always glad to see them, wanting to look at what they can do as a volunteer. You know, whether it doesn't really matter, because people have different levels of time available. So you obviously have people who might be busy working, have a family, whatever, and I'm thinking, you know, even I could spare an hour a week or 2 or 3 hours a month, and there are opportunities where you can do that. Other people will find themselves in difficult different situations and might be wanting to think, well, is 2011 going to be the year in which I actually get back to work if I've had a period of unemployment, perhaps through ill health or just not being able to secure a job? And they look to volunteering as a way of building up the skills that they need. But people will also just be motivated by the fact that they want to help out. The range of stuff that people can do, of course, is vast. A lot of volunteering does happen around social care, so that's looking after people who may be unable to help themselves. So an example of that could be working in a club for the elderly, you know. It could be doing dance classes with people who have visual impairment at RNIB. It could be doing workshops with young people on territorialism. You know, the range is vast. And people often worry they don't have the skills. One of the things about volunteering is that we believe that regardless what your background, your experience, your situation is, pretty much we can find a volunteering opportunity that suits you. As well as all these people who need help and support, there are all the people who are just say, yeah, I'm going to do something different, I'm going to meet new people, I'm going to enjoy myself a bit, and come to us and say, what can we do? And, you know, any time there's probably about 700 different opportunities being advertised with us, and people can, you know, look through and see what touches them and what makes them want to volunteer. The key thing is enjoyment. Don't, you're given your time. So even if in the background you want to get better, get a job, meet new people, whatever, if you're doing it, you've got to want to do it. You've got to say, yeah, this is good fun, I enjoy it. Online volunteering is definitely a growing area. In some ways it's very embryonic. You know, there's a lot of ways, you know, the typical way which perhaps in the past few years people who've maybe had an interest in, you know, computing and IT and, have been used their skills would either be a very practical, you know, almost hardware type way, helping an organisation improve its functionality, or by helping groups of people, very typically older people, access these new tools, these new things that, you know, everybody else is doing, but perhaps they don't see it as being for them. So there's a lot of that going on. I'm sure most people are familiar with the sort of phrase, a silver surfer, and there's a lot of work goes on by people volunteering to give their time and day centres and that to train people who've never so much as, you know, wouldn't know a mouse from a keyboard. We've actually used to volunteer here at the Volunteer Centre. We've got more databases than we can shake a stick at, but perhaps not a lot of skill in actually using those databases. So we actually engaged a volunteer who wasn't able to come into the office, it wasn't practical for him, but who had a background in database management. He was able to speak with us, produce a sort of scoping project, and completely transform our training booking system. And he did that in his own time. Fantastic. He found himself unemployed whilst he was waiting to get a job. This is what he did to entertain himself. Work for us was invaluable, and it was superb, and also it helped him in the sense that he was able to not only fill his time, keep his skills up to date, but also the process of guiding an organisation like us, who were completely clueless about what we actually needed and wanted, through the process to an end product, actually helped him develop his negotiation skills and his project management skills. And another way in which online volunteering is becoming interesting, this truly is embryonic, is the idea of micro-volunteering, which is something we're seeing coming out of the US. I'm not actually aware of it being used terribly much in Scotland and Edinburgh at the moment, but it's something that we're watching on the horizon to see how it's developed. And this is the idea that people with smartphones are often sitting somewhere, be on a train or in an airport or on the bus or whatever, and have access to this technology which they can use to do micro bits of volunteering for organisations. It's evolving out of lobbying, to be honest with you. That seems to be the area where it most. But I guess a good example of that would be, an obvious example, if someone was motivated perhaps to do some volunteering for an organisation like Amnesty International, and they're having a campaign of letter writing, with a smartphone, you don't have to sit on your PC at home to do that, do you? Or if you're carrying an iPad or a laptop about with you, brilliant. And so that's an interesting area. I don't know where that'll go, but I think there's an opportunity there for engaging people who are busy, who wouldn't see themselves coming into an office or a building or a centre environment regularly as their way of volunteering, but who have got skills and ability and willing to use them. Also, you're seeing other things. A good organisation, a very interesting one, is, which people might have come across in an organisation called Freegal. And basically, that's just a loose association of people who are recycling, reusing, and swapping stuff. And it's built up hugely. It's really positive what they're doing. And it's an interesting way of people volunteering. That's what I say. Volunteering is a broad church. Everybody thinks volunteering, and they think, that's like volunteering like in a charity shop. And yeah, it is. But it can also be volunteering in a prison. It can also be volunteering in a school. It can also just be micro-volunteer, doing some lobbying. It can be awareness raising. It can be, completely free from actually a physical place. It can be doing stuff in your local neighbourhood. I've come across, not here in Edinburgh, I have to say, but a brilliant project based in Shetland, where individuals have a list of people, isolated people, people usually elderly, who they take it upon to call every day just to make sure everything's okay. And it's a volunteering. They do it from home. It's just coordinated. And that's brilliant. It's got so many benefits for society and the recipients. And it's a form of home volunteering. But I think there's lots more imaginative stuff that could happen. All ideas are welcome. The office is based in Queensbury Street Lane. We're basically just off Shankland Place, St George's West Church, basically behind that in the basement. And our website is volunteeredinburgh.org.uk, and there's everything you could possibly need on that site.